Good morning, lovely podcast, and welcome to the first show of 2021. It's your boy, Good Life Russ. What is going down? So, what we came to talk about today is fucking wrong is wrong, man. Wrong is fucking wrong. When you're in the wrong, allow yourself to be wrong. Allow yourself to feel and to understand what's going on so you can fix it. But, when you're in the wrong, we don't give a fuck what's going on with you. We don't care how you feel. We don't care if this situation's uncomfortable. I don't give a fuck if healing and growing is going to be difficult. When you're wrong, be wrong. Just be wrong. Take the criticism. Take the hurt. Take the pain. Take the guilt. Take all of that shit on the chin. Like, when we get into fights for our lives, when we're fighting for what we really want, we have to remember things fight back. Fights aren't one-sided. You're going to take some punishment and some pain. You got to be able to take some hits on the chin when you boxing. Like, you going to take a hit eventually. And you got to be able to stand your ground and, you know, even when you get dazed, come back focused. And not let that motherfucker knock you out. Because life will knock you the fuck out if you let it. If you really let life push you around, and bro, it will knock your ass the fuck out. So you have to learn how to keep moving with the punches. Take them hits. Say, okay, you're all right. You know what? I was wrong. This is what I can do differently. This is how I can be better. That's the next step. But you can't get into this thing where you're concerned with how you feel or how things look, or all these people are being mean to me because I was wrong and they're being mean and how they telling me. Man, fuck all of that. Nobody cares. People don't care. They just want you to fix it. To me, as a man, as a black man, the only thing I can do if I fuck up is fix it. Apologies, saying sorry, gifts, fucking words of affirmation, none of that shit matter. I just have to fix it. Like, you just gotta fucking make it right. But at the end of the day, wrong is wrong. And we gotta also start getting into more of a more comfortable place when we tell our close people, our friends, our family, our companionship, the person you just gonna fuck on Wednesdays, that they're wrong. And when they're wrong, we also have to learn how to articulate, you know, you're wrong. And not, oh my God, you're a motherfucking fuck up. You'll never do anything right ever again. Not that, but just, yo, I see room for improvement. Yo, like, when you did this, I didn't feel that. You know what I mean? That made me feel uncomfortable. That made me feel weird. Why did you do that? Try to understand, too. Don't just go accusing and get the fucking pitchforks and the torches good to go for every motherfucker. Some people, too, you just need to approach, like, yo, things are looking kind of weird. This ain't consistent with, you feel me? Like, what's up? And if we're friends, if we're family, if we're cool, if we working together in any capacity, if we fucking, I should be able to have those conversations with you. I should be able to approach you and ask you, yo, what's up, when things don't look familiar with how I know them to be with you. That's also a part of the give and take of friendships. We need to start strengthening that and working on that and building that up. The ability to allow someone to correct us. You have serious entitlement issues if somebody can't correct you and tell you, yo, you're doing something wrong. If somebody tries to correct you or educate you or address you and you take that offensively, like, you're the problem. Because you can easily just analyze and listen to what they're saying and say, it doesn't apply to me. Say, or tell them, yo, okay, I seen what you're seeing months ago. This is how I changed it. This is what I've been doing to fix it. That will just make two people closer together. That will build a more healthier outlet and channel for communication. And literally, we need that. That will strengthen us. That will help us in our day-to-day lives when things get too hard. That will help us in our day-to-day lives when we up and we want to celebrate. We got more people to celebrate with. It's more energy and love going around the room. All of this is helpful things. But it starts day to day. It starts when you first see something from someone you know, someone you can have these conversations with, and you start seeing some inconsistencies, and you're just like, yo, you know, is everything cool, or what's up? We should be able to have that with each other. We should be able to do that with each other, and the way we do it is by getting better at it. It's by practice. It's by day to day strengthening. When you see there's a room to have a conversation, have that conversation. And also learn when sometimes just to shut your fucking mouth, because this is the time you should be learning, not speaking. There's so many lessons and things we have to start working on and training ourselves to do daily. One of them is shutting the fuck up. And the other one is when you really have something to say, speaking the fuck up. Some people have problems with one or the other. Some people have problems with both. Some people have problems with neither. Everybody is somewhere. So assess where you are, and that will help you better in where you're trying to go. Enjoy y'all's day. It's your boy Good Life Russ. We signing in from 2021. We gonna turn the fuck up all year. We gonna give y'all the fucking hits on the motherfucking weekends. We gonna have guests. If you wanna be a guest on the show, reach out to me. We on Facebook at Good Life Podcast and Kickback. We on Instagram at Good Kickback. I'm Good Life _ Russ on fucking everything. Let's get into this year, baby. Let's win. Let's make some money. Let's heal. Let's be happy. Let's get rid of this trauma. Let's build some happy, healthy traditions with each other. And let's fucking love, man. Lead with kindness. That's the good life way, baby. All right. Enjoy your day.